As a journalist, I've spoken with several female business leaders over the years, and depending on the woman, the topic of gender might not even come up. There is a diversity of opinion on the subject. Are these leaders who happen to be women or women leaders? Is it better or harder to be one or the other? Last week, I spoke with CEO Joanna Schwartz, who runs a company called Early Shares. Early Shares is an online funding platform for accredited investors.
We moved to commercial real estate primarily for a few reasons. One, because it's my passion and I love it, and a lot of my team members and I have a lot of experience in the industry. But two, and more importantly, as we started to really understand the online investment market, which is a new way of investing that was enabled by the Jobs Act only in 2012 and implemented in 2013. Private investing moving online is very new, and commercial real estate as a sector is a perfect sector that is for online investing because it's an asset class that people are interested in and it's an asset class that people understand.
Now, Schwartz is a rare find in South Florida. She's a woman running a for-profit technology and finance company. And this week is actually pretty big for Schwartz and her Early Shares team. The company's going live this week with their next big thing.
We're extremely excited that we're going to be launching our new platform called Property.com. Property.com is a completely open marketplace. Think of it as like the Kayak for commercial real estate investing. We're aggregating property, commercial property sale listings from all over the web, including investment opportunities and purchase opportunities.
After she gave me a tour of the new website, as promised, we honed in on the issue of female leadership. Our conversation was surprisingly personal.
I think one interesting thing that's often overlooked is that in many cases, I really do view being a woman as a strong benefit. And as much as when I go into the room, there are not enough women, and I wish there were more, being a woman in that environment helps you stand out and helps you be memorable. So when you go to a conference and there's a sea of men all dressed in khakis and polos, they remember that I was there, they remember who I was, and I think that is a distinct benefit in business and building relationships going forward.
Now, you've worked in both the finance and tech industries. Neither are really known for being particularly supportive of women in leadership roles. So how did you navigate your career in those industries?
I don't really spend a huge amount of time thinking I'm a woman and that I'm doing this. I think everyone and every professional, man or woman, has their own unique road and their own unique challenges. I think I've always just followed what I've loved, and I do believe that if you love what you do, you will tend to be much better at it, and you will have much more energy to put towards it.
Are you offended that I would come to you then asking about female leadership?
No, not at all, and there are certainly real distinctions. I definitely go to conferences, and I always look around the room and take a mental assessment of how many women are in the room, and every now and then, I'm pleasantly surprised that there's a nice proportion of us in the room, but more often than not, there are many fewer women in the room than I think should be there.
And why do you think that happens?
I think it's sector related. It is society related. I would like to see it change. I do think women face unique challenges.
Like what?
Okay. Well, listen, it's no secret that women have more challenges raising capital than men. That's just in the numbers. That's not my perception. That's actually based on numbers. So I'm in a startup business, and we've had to raise our own capital to support our growth. We've raised several million dollars, and that's something that's hard no matter who you are, a man or a woman, and it's also dependent on what kind of a business you have.
It's less than 7% of VC funding that goes to women. That's research from Harvard Business School.
I think it is uniquely challenging for women.
Are there particular strategies or decisions you think women need to make to be more successful in tech careers? Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg told us all to lean in. What do you think?
And listen, I've read all the books and I think there's a lot of truth to what she says. I think for me, it started very early when I picked my husband, or he picked me, or we picked each other. He knew what kind of woman I was. He knew that I was a motivated, professional woman and that I wanted to have a very long-term and hopefully successful career. He's incredibly supportive of that. And we've set up our lives to support that. And so we are truly a dual parent family. We have two amazing daughters. We co-parent in the truest sense, and that without that, I think doing something like I'm doing would be virtually impossible.
How do you believe companies can support women in their pursuit of leadership positions?
I think in general, companies at a big level are doing more on a day-to-day basis, but there's more. So there's obviously mentorship that could occur within companies with senior level women and women coming up the fold. But I also truly believe, especially in this mobile technological era that we're in, that our concept of work and life, it's so merged, right? So we work when we're home, our lives are merged together. And I think the real challenges that working women in particular have is when they're trying to balance the not being in two places at once, where the kids need time at school or they need to go to the doctor and they're stuck chained to their desk. And I think companies and people understanding that these two areas of life do not need to be separate, that they're really interconnected, and to the extent that you support the family life, you're also supporting someone being a terrific employee. And this goes for men and women, by the way, that is what really leads to success.
Okay, can you point to any instance in your life where you feel it is tougher to be a woman?
This is much harder because I'm the woman, or because I'm the mom, even with a great partner. I call it the mommy tsunami. And it comes about a few times a year, usually at the beginning of the school year or the end of the school year, when there's some transition in the troop movements of our household, and you just kind of want to say, like, this, you know, every now and then you say, this is insane, and I can't, and you know you say, what the heck am I doing? But it has happened enough times. And you get through it, and it doesn't last that long. And so when it happens, I recognize, I'm like, okay, I'm in a mommy tsunami. I take a deep breath, and I look at my calendar, and I say it's going to last for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I just power through it. And somehow we all always get through the other side. And I talk to a lot of moms who have similar positions than I do, and we all relate to that very much. I think that is something unique that most of the men I know don't have that similar type experience.
Final question. What do you think you have to give up to be a CEO?
That's great. That's actually a great answer. Can I just say it like that? The quick answer is sleep. I don't sleep. And that's not so much that I don't spend enough hours actually trying to sleep, but my brain is certainly overly occupied.
That was her assistant chiming in on my conversation with CEO of Early Shares, Joanna Schwartz. She helped her along with that sleep answer. Early Shares launches property.com this week. For the Sunshine Economy, from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.